Okay, then. Just go ahead and allow yourself to settle in comfortably. Just relaxing now. Settling in, stretching your arms and your legs. Getting nice and comfortable. Just letting those arms and legs relax into the most comfortable position possible. And now as I'm talking, you may find that your eyes are starting to feel heavy. And when those eyes are feeling heavy now, you can just allow them to close all by themselves. And just focus all of your attention now on the top of your head. Just noticing the muscles there. There's not too many muscles on the top of your head that you can control consciously. So you can just allow your awareness to drift all the way down. Down to your ears. And you don't have to know how to relax your ears. As your attention drifts a little further down to your eyebrows. And all those tiny muscles around your eyes just relaxing completely now. Calm, and comfortable, and relaxed. And there's nothing to do but just follow the sound of my voice. As your attention drifts down, and the muscles around your mouth going limp, and relaxing fully, totally comfortable in every way. As you go further down, and you can begin to allow all those little muscles around your neck to relax and soften. And isn't it interesting that you don't even know how you're doing that? All you do is think of those muscles and allow them to relax on their own. And they simply do. Just like that. And as your attention moves into your arms, both upper arms now, relaxing completely. Elbows moving to the most comfortable position possible. And your forearms. Every muscle there just totally relaxed now. You might begin to notice that sensation starting to spread all throughout your body, and all throughout your mind, feeling warm and heavy, like those eyelids. As you drift even further down, hands and fingers, just totally relaxed now. Can't move them. Don't even want to. And you can allow those arms to just become totally relaxed now. As you place your attention on your chest and allow any tension you've been feeling there to simply fade away, drifting down deeper and deeper. As you begin to notice all the sensations around your abdomen as it relaxes completely, breathing in deeply, eyes becoming so heavy now, and breathing out as you're noticing your chest and your abdomen just rising and falling so easily and effortlessly, all the way deeper down now. And moving your attention to your upper legs, feeling your thighs just relaxing in every way. It just feels so good as you drift all the way down. And your attention continues to slide down, down to your knees, which are relaxing completely. That sensation of total relaxation might even be everywhere now. As your lower legs feel so calm and relaxed that you can't even move them at all. Heavy, stuck, calm, peaceful, and content. Totally relaxed in every way. And you can try to move those toes as slowly as you possibly can, until those toes are totally relaxed now, all the way down, calm, relaxed, and safe. And now feel that relaxation fully, breathing in deeply, and breathing out. And you can allow your attention to begin to shift from your toes now upwards, still totally relaxed in every way. And every muscle you try to relax goes deeper and deeper, and perhaps you can't even feel those feet at all as you scan slowly, slowly back up that body. Toes and feet totally relaxed, calm, peaceful, and content. Lower legs relaxing, knees, thighs, totally relaxed now in every way. You might even be able to feel your abdomen and your chest slowly and rhythmically rise and fall as you breathe in and breathe out all the way now, allowing any remaining tension to just slip away completely as that belly and that chest are just feeling totally calm now. Calm, peaceful, relaxed, and safe. And just noticing those fingers, so totally relaxed in every way. Forearms, elbows, upper arms, just totally relaxed. And as you begin to notice that neck, every muscle so peaceful and calm. No need to move. So safe and heavy and warm. And you might feel the muscles around your jaw and all the tiny muscles around the mouth becoming so relaxed now. As that wonderful sensation takes over your body completely, and your mind, and those eyes are just so heavy now, deeper and deeper, just drifting and drifting all the way down. Feeling a sense of calm, relaxation, just flooding you completely now. And now just finding yourself floating. Floating in a beautiful, safe place. There's nothing to do. Nothing to see, nothing to feel, and nothing to hear, except the sound of my voice. And you'll find that every time you go into hypnosis from now on, it will be easier than every time before. Just deeper and deeper as my voice goes with you. It's so easy to go into hypnosis. So easy to feel totally calm and peaceful and content. And you can float peacefully like this now. And every time you want to go into hypnosis in the future, you'll find that it's very easy. Your mind automatically follows my voice. You don't have to do a thing. Just drift peacefully along. And just allow hypnosis to happen now. Just drifting down. And you have a very strong and very powerful mind. One that's always giving you information about your inner world and about the world around you. Your mind is the ultimate creator of your daily reality. And you can use your own powerful, creative, subconscious mind to create the reality that you desire in your daily life. We all have thoughts and feelings all day and every day. We can just allow and observe these thoughts and feelings with curiosity and respect, without judgment, without criticism, simply allowing them to be. They're merely neutral. In fact, in a way, all of your feelings are good. All of your feelings are here for a reason. There's no difference between the five outer senses: touch, taste, sight, smell, and hearing, and all of your inner senses that we call feelings. They're there to help you and to guide you so that you can take care of yourself in a way that's most beneficial to you. Feelings, behaviors, habits. These are all forms of communication, aren't they? They're simply information. And so they really are there for us to use to our advantage. Your feelings are like the gauges and the lights on the dashboard of a car. These lights and gauges on the car are there for a reason. They help you to know what to do in order to keep it running efficiently so that it will run reliably for a long time. This allows you to get the most out of your ownership of the car, the best performance and value, and the most enjoyment. The same goes for you and for your body. Feelings help tell you how to take the best care of yourself. If you had a beautiful, classic, rare automobile, and you didn't maintain it properly, it would soon be in trouble. It wouldn't run right, and it would no longer be a pleasure to drive. In fact, if you treated a car the way you've been treating your body and yourself, how would it be running right now? When the oil light lights up in a car, the driver doesn't pull into the gas station and put more gas into the tank, especially if the tank is already full. Similarly, when one has a flat tire, one doesn't go and slash the other three tires and declare the vehicle a total loss. One simply patches the hole and moves forward. And you certainly can't just buy a beautiful brand new car, park it in the garage, and just leave it there, neglecting it, never taking it out for a drive or giving it any routine maintenance. Even if you were to never use it, simply neglecting that beautiful vehicle would cause all the belts and the hoses to become brittle and break, the tires to rot, and the oil to congeal and gum up the motor. Your body is a beautiful vehicle for your soul, and your feelings are like the lights on the dashboard, and your thoughts are like gauges on the instrument panel. They're there to guide you. And you're here right now because in the past, when you felt a feeling such as anxiety or frustration or overwhelm or exhaustion or boredom or depression, or whatever feeling you may have had, and you may have tried to feed that feeling or ignore it or drown it out with a behavior. And you know that this is true, because you've tried that in the past and it didn't work. When the oil light in the car goes on, it indicates that the driver needs to check the oil. And when the temperature light goes on, the driver needs to check the water in the radiator. And when the wiper fluid light goes on, the driver needs to put in more wiper fluid, and so on. These lights are all good things. They show you what needs to be attended to. And putting more gas or more fuel in the car simply won't help any of these situations. And similarly, when you feel anxious, it's a signal to look around, and that something in your life may need fixing. And when you feel frustrated, it's a signal that something that you're doing might not be working, and that another approach is needed. And when you feel stressed out, it means that you're doing too much to do it all well. And when you feel lonely, it means that you have a healthy desire for human contact, and that the action step is to reach out to other people for connection. And when you feel exhausted or overwhelmed, it means that you're outside the realm of what your energy can accommodate, and it's time to scale things back and look for another approach. But eating too much or eating poorly doesn't satisfy any of these feelings any more than putting more gas in your car would fix an oil or a temperature problem. And so now you're becoming an expert technician at evaluating the wonderful vehicle that is your beautiful body. And you adeptly interpret the signs and signals of your own thoughts and feelings. And you'll find it so much easier to know what each of your feelings are trying to indicate for you to do. And perhaps you might even spend some time after this session and write down some of the feelings that have caused you to eat in the past or caused you to neglect your own physical needs. And then you might write down what those feelings really meant. For example, some people may realize that depression may have meant feeling ineffective or helpless or hopeless, and that the right action may be to look at life and to identify the area or areas where one felt this way, and then to begin to develop a plan of action to start to make things different. And then finally, begin working that plan and watch as the problem begins to fade away. As you can see now, all of your feelings are good, just as good as the five senses. They're there to guide you. Somewhere the wires for interpreting those feelings just got crossed, and now we're correcting that. And the reason that those wires may have gotten crossed is because some time ago, perhaps when you were very young, at an earlier point in your life, you may have felt a feeling and you couldn't act in response to it. You had the feeling, but try as you might, because of your circumstances at that time, you could do little or nothing about what was causing the feeling. So even if you did understand what the feeling was trying to tell you, there was little or nothing you could do about it. And you wound up forgetting what the feeling even meant for you to do. And you mistakenly found temporary comfort in the distraction of food, and ignoring your own feelings. And it didn't really help. But there was more food, and there was more feelings, and there was more ignoring your own needs, and you fell into that rut. And now you're climbing out of it. You're now ready to begin a life that's much more satisfying than the one you've been living. Now you're capable of satisfying yourself and providing for your own needs like never before. Now, when a feeling comes up again, you'll know what to do. In fact, you'll begin to look forward to acting upon your feelings in a more satisfying way. For example, if you feel lonely, you can call a friend or visit someone, or go out to a place where you can meet new people. Loneliness can never be satisfied with food, and you understand that now to be a fact. And just as loneliness can't be satisfied by food, neither can stress, overwhelm, frustration, anxiety, exhaustion, or any other feeling. You also no longer neglect your own true needs for self-care, and know that you not only need, but truly enjoy and deserve the routine maintenance you once may have dismissed as a luxury of sorts, something that wasn't so important, something to be placed on the back burner because other things were a bigger priority than taking care of you. But now, taking care of you takes center stage, because you realize now that if you don't maintain your vehicle, it won't function at all. And what a beautiful gift it truly is to be treated with reverence and care and respect. You are now free from the frustrating cycle that's caused you so much distress and to retain so much unwanted weight. From this time forward, you'll eat only when you're sure that you need refueling. You'll eat healthy, clean, nutrient-dense foods that leave you feeling healthy and vibrant and light. You will now begin to satisfy yourself in many new and more interesting and fulfilling ways. And from now on, when you get a feeling and it's not hunger, you'll simply say, stop. This is important. I'm giving this my 100% effort. My feelings are trying to tell me something important. And then you'll listen to the feeling and begin to act on it in a way that takes good care of you. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count the numbers 1 to 5 and bring you out of hypnosis. And when you come out of hypnosis, you'll find that you feel amazing. It will be like you're glowing, surrounded by a field of radiant positivity that permeates every cell of your being, feeling safe and content, feeling that energy growing and glowing inside, stronger and stronger, more and more intense. So that when you come all the way out of hypnosis, you'll find that you feel amazing in every way. Now allow your attention to scan through your body as I count the numbers from 1 to 5, and you come all the way back to waking consciousness. 1, arms and legs moving easily now. 2, feeling that wonderful, radiant, positive energy moving and flowing throughout you, empowering you. 3, breathing freely and easily, and your mind begins to come up out of hypnosis. 4, stretching your arms and legs and taking a deep, deep breath in. And 5, wide awake and alert, feeling that radiant positivity flowing throughout every cell of your being, able to move easily, eyes open whenever you're ready.